Ohio Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell certified the results of the November 2nd election on Monday, more than a month after record numbers of voters went to the polls to cast their votes. The counting of the provisional and absentee ballots in all of Ohio's 88 counties reduced the lead reportedly held by George Bush over John Kerry to just over 110,000 votes, but a statewide recount has been demanded by the Green and Libertarian Party presidential candidates, and according to National Voting Rights Institute Director John Boniface, the electoral outcome in Ohio cannot be determined until every vote cast in the state has been recounted. Many have accused Blackwell of deliberately delaying certification of the vote in Ohio in order to allow too little time for a meaningful recount to be conducted before the Electoral College meets on December 13th. Boniface addressed more than 1,200 people at a Columbus rally on Saturday, organized by a coalition of local and national organizations to support the recount and demand a thorough investigation of the election in every county.
Presidential electors serve a term of office. It is a one-day term. They show up to meet to cast the state's electoral votes in the Electoral College. They derive their power from the people of each state. They represent the will of the voters. If a recount process is proceeding, by definition, the will of the voters remains undetermined.
On Friday, a federal judge dismissed a suit brought by Boniface on behalf of the Green and Libertarian candidates, demanding that the recount be allowed to proceed immediately upon certification. Ohio law requires a 5-day waiting period before the recount can begin after the election has been certified. The same court also denied a petition by the county prosecutor in Delaware County seeking